new state entity known as CalHIPSO will direct federal stimulus funds to help safety net providers adopt EHR. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. CalHIPSO is the deliberately bouncy name for the new California Health Information Partnership and Services Organization. It replaces the entity formerly known as CalREC and is one of 30 regional extension centers, or RECs, around the nation that will provide training, technical assistance, and support to safety net providers as they trudge the road to meaningful use. CalHIPSO was founded by three organizations, the California Medical Association, the California Primary Care Association, and the California Association for Public Hospitals. Executive Director Speranza Abram says her agency plans to reach out to providers working in small and solo practices and doctors who work with public hospitals and critical access hospitals.
It's a population of about 16,000 physicians around the state, and a subset of that will be interested in working with our program. And a subset of that will actually get to meaningful use within the two-year window that we are currently funded for.
The Fed provides 90% of CalHIPSO's budget, or about $32 million. That breaks down to about $5,000 a provider. After 2 years, the federal contribution drops to 10%.
And so one of our opportunities is to try to determine how we can maximize our services to those who need it, because we hope the demand will be greater than our ability to meet it. That would be a really good problem to have.
One way CalHIPSO is stretching those federal dollars is by contracting with local extension centers known as LECs, says Carmela Castellano-Garcia, president and CEO of the California Primary Care Association.
CalHIPSO will be a lean and mean organization providing oversight and leadership at the state level. We are going to build on the existing infrastructure at the local level, where some of the clinic associations in combination with local medical societies are forming local extension centers, or LECs, that will be coordinating and providing the technical assistance on the ground.
Those local centers will also help CalHIPSO achieve its three federal mandates: signing up doctors to the program, getting providers ready to go live with EHR, and finally, proving those docs have achieved meaningful use. Abram says the agency is in a race against the clock that started a month ago.
The analogy that I use is that CalHIPSO is building the bus that we're driving down a road that's being built by the federal government. The federal government hasn't finished the road, and so we are sometimes hitting dead ends because the road actually isn't built yet by the federal government.
The main chunk of road that's still missing is the final rules for meaningful use, which outlines some 25 measures providers must meet in order to qualify for federal incentive payments. CMS will be offering up to $60,000 per provider beginning in 2011. The sooner providers attain meaningful use, the more incentive money they can earn. The CMS is expected to issue its final rule on meaningful use by the end of May. CalHIPSO also hopes to work out deals with major vendors to adapt EHR systems to the needs of small practices and clinics, so each one doesn't have to customize their own. It's just one more cost-saving measure Garcia hopes CalHIPSO can achieve.
We hope that and fully expect to be able to secure discount purchase pricing because of the volume we'll be able to bring to the table.
CalHIPSO won't actually provide loans or grants, but it does plan to work with financial institutions to help make loans available. Some small clinic systems are already ahead of the curve with EHR. CommuniCare Health Centers in Yolo County are part of the Redwood Community Health Coalition that covers Marin, Sonoma, Yolo, and Napa counties. CommuniCare CEO Robin Afrime says her clinics plan to go live in July, and they're the last of the Redwood group to do so. Even early adopters may benefit from CalHIPSO down the road when it comes time to link up with regional health information exchanges.
We have heard that meaningful use is going to include the necessity to do health information exchange, and perhaps CalHIPSO can help with that. Data reporting would be very important for all of us to figure out how we can share data that's meaningful. And then patient portals.
One of CalHIPSO's roles will be to work with the newly formed Cal eConnect, the state-appointed entity charged with setting up and maintaining HIEs, though the two agencies have separate federal funding streams. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.